It's the Big 550 KTRS, the large morning show in the afternoon. Every Friday at this time, we play the Harris Challenge. To do that, we need you as a contestant. If you haven't played in the last month, call me now at 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS. Cell phones, star KTRS. Before we begin, I have one message for my fellow iPhone owners. You may have noticed this already, but I didn't until yesterday. The new iPhone operating system, iOS 6, which came out when they came out with their new iPhone 5 last fall, even on older iPhones like the one I have, you could download this new operating system. And on it, there was a feature called Do Not Disturb, which would make it impossible for anybody to call and bother you. And you could actually set it so that certain people in your contacts list could get in touch with you if they needed to, but nobody else could. So, for instance, I could have it so that when I went to bed at night, nobody could get through, but my daughter could call me if she needed me, or my mom, or my wife, or my brother, or whatever, but nobody else. On January 1st, the change to the new year freaked out the operating system, and it turned on the Do Not Disturb feature and wouldn't turn it off.
Oh,
it's supposed to happen automatically, where you have it from certain time to certain time. Like, I have mine from midnight to 9 a.m. Nobody can get through to me in those 9 hours except those people who I allow to get through. But then at 9 a.m., it's supposed to shut itself off automatically. But I hadn't noticed that it hadn't shut off. January 1st, January 2nd, January 3rd. I didn't notice it until yesterday.
Do you have a, does it let it go? Does it go right to voicemail?
Yes.
So you have everybody going, I'm trying to get a hold of you?
Yes. Not only did it go to voicemail, but every text you get also is held up. I don't know, on some server somewhere, or whatever it is, in the cloud, it's not sent to you. So I didn't know about this till I read about it yesterday, that Apple knows about the bug, and they do have a fix that they put in there, but it won't kick in until this coming Monday, January 7th. So I only mention it because when I finally saw that and I went, oh, wait a second, and I went there, I had like 11 voicemails and about 30 texts from people who were trying to get through to me in one way or another. Now, I still was getting my email because I do that on my laptop and on my phone. But the one function you have, it's an iPhone. The I worked perfectly. It was the phone part that wasn't working so well. So you can go in manually and do it and change it back, turn it on and off. But on Monday, the automatic feature of it will return. So if you have an iPhone with the iOS 6, you just might want to check it. That's all I'm saying. A public service message from one e-idiot to another. I'm sorry,
I-idiot.
Or I guess the Apple word already has an I, so I was an I-diot. Mike, you're the first contestant today on the challenge. Hi.
Hi, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the airwaves for your own personal gain.
Married to a wonderful woman, Janice. Enjoyed my job. Blessed to have one. Grateful to play the Harris Challenge, and I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you for all of that. Hallelujah. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That'll give us the five categories that we'll play with here. It'll give it to us. Actually, it'll put up three here. We'll get to five eventually, but the first three are the ones you get to choose from. And, of course, it's the end of the week, so we have our current events quiz called Have You Been Paying Attention to Various Things That Happened in the Past Week? So that's category one. Category two, Movie Night at the White House. And category three, Around the World in the 20th Century. Which one would you like, Mike?
Let's try, have you been paying attention?
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. We start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. If you don't get past 7 points, I am going to have to punish you. But if you do, if you get to eight or more, you're going to win a fabulous prize package. And here to tell you about it, the prize man.
Yay, the prize man!
All right, Paul, we have dozen free donuts from Old Time Donut Shop on North Florissant Road in St. Catherine in Florissant. We're also going to throw in $15 worth of Stefanina's on a gift card and a Westport Car Wash car wash. Back to you, Paul.
All together, that's a prize package with a value of well over
$1 million.
Okay. You talk to your, you know, I under the new fiscal cliff deal, the taxes may be different on the prize packages now, but yep. Get your own accountant is my advice. Mike, you've chosen the category, have you been paying attention?
It's down to $75 now. I just did the math.
Mike, we have 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was reelected the Speaker of the House yesterday?
John Boehner.
Correct. Which TV channel did Al Gore sell to Al Jazeera for $500 million this week?
Current TV.
That's correct. In what Belleville restaurant was there a misunderstanding this week about whether police detectives can have their guns with them while they eat?
That would have been the Denny's.
Correct. Which actress recently married a guy named Ned Rock and Roll? Is it Kate Winslet, Zoe Deschanel, or Jennifer Lawrence?
Pass.
Five-pointer. What two-word Beatles song title did the CEO of Starbucks instruct baristas to write on customers' cups to convince Congress to come up with a fiscal cliff solution?
Come together.
That's right. Back to the four-pointer. Which actress recently married a guy named Ned Rock and Roll? Kate Winslet, Zoe Deschanel, or Jennifer Lawrence?
I'm going to just take a stab at Zoe Deschanel.
Nope, it's Kate Winslet. But, Mike, you got the 1, the 2, the 3, and the 5, and that's 11 points, making you our first winner of 2013. Congratulations.
Thanks, Paul.
You're very welcome. And the crowd goes mild. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prize while we go to our second contestant. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Paul. How are you this evening?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Hey, I work for a great St. Louis-based company, United Industries, a local manufacturer of personal repellents and insecticides.
You know, when I was in high school, my nickname was personal repellent. At least the way the girls treated me. Paul, we have three categories for you. Movie night at the White House, around the world in the 20th century, or longer, shorter, less, more.
Wow, let's do movie night at the White House.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. We start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. By the way, when you pass, you can always pick them up later, like Mike did, as long as we haven't gotten to the buzzer yet. 60 seconds on the clock, Paul. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played the woman Michael Douglas had an affair with in The American President?
Pass.
Who played the president in Clint Eastwood's movie Absolute Power?
I'll pass.
In what movie did Wesley Snipes and Diane Lane investigate the homicide of a female staff member at the White House?
The one that got killed in the bathroom, and I cannot remember the name of the movie. Pass.
Who played the president in The Contender?
Wow, Paul. You're killing me. Pass.
You chose the category of your own free will. Five-pointer. Who played the first lady in Kevin Kline's movie Dave?
Man.
Is it possible to pass and just pick a new category?
Let me check with the judges on that. No. Judges? No, the judges say no.
I have no idea.
Well,
this is going to be painful, too. I think I got zero right.
Well, I knew Annette Bening.
Annette Bening was the woman that Michael Douglas had an affair with in The American President. Gene Hackman was the president in Absolute Power. Wesley Snipes and Diane Lane were in Murder at 1600. The president in The Contender was Jeff Bridges. And the first lady in Dave was Sigourney Weaver. So, Paul, let's take a moment here and recap your scoring. Okay, I've added it up. 0.
Oh.
And, of course, that is less than 8, so you have to be punished. To start the new year, we have punishment music that in the history of the Harris Challenge, to my memory, has never been used. Ever. I found this in some file in the back corner of the external hard drive of my computer. And it comes from a 1993 movie, the last movie Mae West ever made. Ooh. It's a movie called Sextet. Let me tell you who's in this movie. Dom DeLuise, Tony Curtis, Ringo Starr, George Hamilton, Alice Cooper, Rona Barrett, Keith Moon, Regis Philbin, Walter Pigeon, George Raft, and on and on and on. Here now, a scene from that movie that includes your punishment music. This is Mae West co-starring with a man who would later in his career become James Bond, T. Timothy Dalton.
All these people clutching at you, always wanting something. And as for your manager, he really rubs me the wrong way.
Don't worry, honey. I'll rub you the right way.
Love.
Rub you the right way.
Love will keep us together. Think of me, babe, whenever some sweet-talking guy comes along, singing his song. Don't mess around, you've gotta be strong.
Stop.
But I really love you.
Stop.
I'll be thinking of you. Look in my heart and let love keep us together.
Wow, he actually almost hit a note there.
Whatever.
Okay, whatever.
Whatever.
Wow. This is from the department of don't ever throw anything away. And my little tip to you, baby DJs in the world, if you're going into this business and you find something, put it on the hard drive. You never know when you're going to need to bring it back. And, Paul, it's all thanks to you.
No,
thanks
really,
for letting me play, Paul.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Here comes our third contestant on the challenge today. Hello, Craig.
Hello there, Paul. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I live in Richmond Heights, and I was lucky enough to spend time in the country over Christmas and New Year's, and I saw a flock of wild turkey, which I've not seen before, and a bunch of deer and one owl.
You know, I was in a manager's meeting here one day where there was some wild turkey.
Yeah, there was.
It wasn't a flock, though. It was a bottle.
Well, that would have been more fun.
Craig, I've got three categories for you. Around the world in the 20th century, longer, shorter, less, more, or nothing in common. These are questions that were left over from other categories that just got thrown together. They have nothing in common with each other.
Nothing in common.
All right.
I'm going to lose.
Wow. There's that confidence we always love on the Harris Challenge.
I was going to pick the first one, but all right.
Well, you can still change. We haven't started yet. You can still have around the world in the 20th century.
All right, let's do around the world.
You got it, Craig. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was Adolf Hitler's mistress who committed suicide with him in 1945?
Eva Braun.
Correct. What unit of currency went into effect throughout Europe on January 1st, 1999?
The euro.
Correct. Which nation finally surrendered to its enemy after a long war that ended in 1975?
South Vietnam.
Correct. In what nation was Eva Perón a political leader?
Argentina.
Correct. Which dictator was known as the Butcher of Uganda during his reign in the 1970s?
Oh, Idi Amin.
You know, sometimes...
That's a good choice.
Sometimes the first choice of category is a good choice, Craig.
Man.
That's everything I can do for you. Clean sweep. Congratulations.
I did well.
You did well. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prize. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Here's our next contestant. Hi, Nancy Lynn.
Hi, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I am the producer of Books and Beyond, a talk show for the Internet, on which you were a guest a few years ago.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yes. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Did I have a book? Oh, I was probably the Beyond part.
You were
part.
The Beyond part.
Yeah. like in Bed Bath & Beyond.
That's yes. Right.
My wife would go there and come home with curtains.
There you go.
Where is that Bed or Bath? Honey, that's Beyond. Oh, okay. Here are the categories we have for you, Nancy. Nothing in common or longer, shorter, less, more.
I'll take nothing in common.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What does ASPCA stand for?
The American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
Correct. Which doctor was convicted in 1999 of giving a patient with Lou Gehrig's disease a lethal injection, which was broadcast on 60 Minutes?
Jack Kevorkian.
Correct. Which model of car did Ford introduce at the 1964 World's Fair?
Oh, boy. I'll just take a wild guess, the Mustang?
Correct.
Oh, my God.
What's the name of the cult that committed mass suicide in 1997 over the Hale-Bopp comet?
The okay, that I don't even remember.
You can pass if you want.
I'll pass.
Which one-time heavyweight champion spent 3 years in jail for raping Desiree Washington?
Mike Tyson?
Correct. Back to the four-pointer. What's the name of the cult that committed mass suicide in 1997 over the Hale-Bopp comet?
Something with Something people something. I don't know. I still don't know.
They called themselves the Heaven's Gate.
Oh.
They were the ones who believed there was a spaceship behind the comet that was coming to take them away.
Yeah, right.
Nancy, you got everything but that question, so you got 11 points, and you're a winner.
Okay.
Congratulations.
All right.
Have a very good weekend, and stand by while Dan gets your information. And here's our next contestant. Hello, Ed.
How you doing?
I'm good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, everything's good. Heading home for the weekend. My son just graduated from college, has a good job lined up, and we're getting ready to celebrate that tomorrow night. So.
Wow. Is there anything better as a dad to know two things? Your son has, A, graduated from college, and, B, has a good job lined up.
Yes, that second one's the better part of the two, definitely.
That means we can start putting other stuff in the basement, honey. He ain't coming home. Good luck to you and to your son, Ed. Your category is longer, shorter, less, more.
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which is longer, the amount of time it took the Titanic to sink, or the amount of time it takes to properly cook a 20-pound turkey at 325 degrees Fahrenheit?
I'll go with the turkey.
You're right. Which is longer, the time it would take to read the Bible aloud, or the amount of time the Bible says it took God to create the universe?
I would say reading the Bible.
No, the universe. Which is more, the number of times a hummingbird beats its wings in a second, or the number of human beings born every second?
I'll say the hummingbird.
Correct. Which is shorter? Shorter now. The amount of time it takes a 90-mile-an-hour fastball to reach home plate, or the International Space Station to travel 1 mile?
I'll say the International Space Station.
Correct. Which happens faster, light traveling from the moon to the Earth, or a car bag fully inflating, a car airbag? I'm going to repeat that. Even I know the buzzer's sounding. I screwed up, so I'm going to repeat it. Which happens faster, light traveling from the moon to the Earth, or a car airbag fully inflating?
Light traveling from the Earth to the moon.
The moonlight, which of course is reflected light, but the moonlight takes 1.25 seconds. The airbag, 6/100ths
wow,
of a second.
Okay.
If it was a second and a quarter, you probably would end up with a lot more damage. The International Space Station takes 0.2 seconds to go a mile. The fastball takes 0.46 seconds, almost a half a second. A hummingbird flaps its wings 70 times a second. There are 5 humans born every second. It took, according to the Bible, 6 days to create the universe. It would take 92 hours to read the Bible aloud. That's under 4 days. So that's why the universe wins there. And the turkey. At 325 degrees Fahrenheit, a 20-pound turkey is supposed to cook for 4.5 hours. The Titanic sank in 4 hours. So let's see what you did here. You got the 1. You got the 3. You got the 4. That's 8 points, Ed. You're a winner. Congratulations.
Thanks for letting me play.
You're very welcome. Hope you have a great weekend. So the Punisher music that has never been played before only got one exposure today, which means we'll put it back on the hard drive and bring it out some other time in the future for another Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right after the 5 o'clock news, exclusively on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.